We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Monday, March 2nd, 2026. Starting off, here's your look at the rainy week ahead in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. Today we kick off with partly sunny skies and a high near 44. It stays chilly tonight with mostly cloudy conditions and a low around 36, as well as a 50% chance of showers after midnight. Tomorrow brings a slight warm-up with a high around 54 degrees and a 10% chance of rain showers. Precipitation amounts between a quarter and half an inch are possible. The overnight low dips to around 47 degrees with a chance of precipitation at 80%. By Wednesday, we climb a little more with more rain and a high near 63. A thunderstorm is possible before 9 a.m. Then showers become likely between 9 a.m. and noon. In the afternoon, expect showers and possibly a thunderstorm. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Rainfall between half and three quarters of an inch are possible. Wednesday night stays unsettled with showers continuing and a low around 49 degrees. Thursday brings even more showers likely under mostly cloudy skies with a high near 65 and a 60% chance of rain. Thursday night there's still a chance of showers and thunderstorms are possible after midnight. It stays mostly cloudy with a low around 54 degrees. So if you're meaning to wash your car, maybe wait a week. As for road updates, construction projects have caused multiple road closures in the city of Champaign. One southbound lane of 6th Street between Stoughton Street and Springfield Avenue will be closed to complete storm sewer installations. The closure will begin today and end March 27th. Southbound traffic will be reduced to one lane for the duration of the closure. Mid-Illinois Concrete will close one southbound lane of Prospect Avenue between Baytown Drive and Market Drive to complete sidewalk construction. The closure will occur between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. starting today until Saturday. The City of Champaign urges residents to use alternate routes to avoid the road closures. Recapping the weekend, students and other community members gathered Saturday outside of the Illini Union to protest the actions of ICE and the Trump administration. The rally, organized by the Illini Democrats and the Illinois Coalition Assisting Undocumented Students Education, featured speakers from Immigrant Services of Champaign-Urbana, a nonprofit organization dedicated to assisting local immigrants and both of the organizers. Murray Jimenez, executive director of ISCU, was one of the first to speak.
I stand before you here today reminding you that the people most affected by this regime, the immigrants on the ground, they're not angry. They're tired, they're defeated, and they're terrified.
The rally continued with Samantha, who did not want to give her last name, a sophomore in LAS and organizer associated with the Illini Democrats, expressing concern over student inaction.
Thinking about how it is wrong is not going to mitigate the widespread fear amongst our communities. You know what is saving our community? Peacefully protesting, speaking up, pressuring officials. We can change policy, but we cannot do it with silence.
Samantha later expanded on these concerns, explaining how the inaction doesn't account for personal responsibility.
My major concern is people brushing it off. I think it's really important we don't brush off what's happening because we think it's not affecting us. As I said in my speech, just because something isn't directly affecting us or our family, it still affects our communities and us in general in the political realm. So I think it's important that we don't stay silent about this cause.
Samantha also added that the most important way to get involved is to talk about what's happening.
These conversations are so important. If you feel indifferent about coming to rallies, talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to them about how you feel about these things. That's the most important thing, our conversations about these things, because we'll never change our minds if we don't have conversations.
Concluding the rally, organizers and protesters took to the main quad, their chants echoing throughout. Also Saturday, 217 Flea hosted its first market of the year and housed 58 unique vendors ranging from vintage clothing, handmade creations, jewelry, art, and even fresh produce in collaboration with the Indoor Farmers Market. Resistance Threads Vintage was the sponsor to this event, which brought hundreds of like-minded students, Champaign locals, and those from out of town to experience and support small businesses. Attendance was strong throughout the day, with the largest crowd appearing right at 11 a.m. when the stands opened. Despite the physical turnout, the vintage clothing space in the past few years has been increasingly dominated by e-commerce, including apps such as Depop or Vinted. WPG News correspondent Neo Martin spoke with vendors on how they value these events in a digital age. Tyler Rioja, a veteran vintage clothing seller, explained his preferences in the secondhand industry.
Lately, I've been leaning more towards in-person events. It's just being able to see customers face-to-face, being able to try stuff on, seeing stuff in person is a totally different feel as opposed to just seeing some pictures on the internet. So definitely been trying to lean more towards in-person events.
217 Fleet organizers say they are planning to host additional pop-ups throughout the year, with the next event scheduled for March 28th for the one-year anniversary of Resistance Threads Night Market. As for what's coming up, tomorrow night, Illinois men's basketball will play its final home game of the season against Oregon. The Illini are hoping to get back into the winning column after losing two straight games to unranked UCLA Bruins and to number 3-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Friday's 14-point loss against Michigan was Illinois' largest loss of the season. Illinois freshman guard Keaton Wagler finished Friday with 23 points, but shot 7 for 17 from the field. Junior center Tomislav Ivasik only finished with 7 points, going 3 for 10 from the field. Oregon, sitting at 11-18, hopes to get back into the winning column after a heartbreaking 1-point loss to Northwestern. Tip-off will begin at 8 p.m. The game will broadcast on NBC Sports Network and Peacock. And in case you want to start tomorrow off early, millions of people will be able to see a total lunar eclipse early tomorrow morning from 5:04 a.m. to 6:02 a.m. A total lunar eclipse, also known as a blood moon, occurs when the Earth passes directly between the Sun and the Moon. While passing, the Earth acts as a lens, filtering out blue light, allowing red light to reflect off the Moon. In those moments, the Moon's color appears blood red, hence the name blood moon. Don't miss out on the chance to see the blood moon. The next blood moon won't be until New Year's Eve 2028. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Grace Avila, J.J. Grishnick-Parsons, Neo Martin, Finney Maximbull, and Kyler Bowie. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.